But in the Middle East, they're called still the followers of the Nazarene.
अनि तर पनि अब मध्य पूर्वमा अझै पनि कतिलाई नासरीको पन्थ अथवा नासरीको बाटोमा हिँड्ने भन्छन् अरे.
You know, and a couple of years ago when ISIS was at its heyday, they were going into cities of the Christian era of Iraq in the Nineveh Valley where a lot of the Chaldean and Assyrian Christians live. The ISIS went in there.
अनि जब यो आइसिसहरूको ठुलो यसरी आक्रमण चलिरहेको थियो तिनीहरू इराकको एउटा सानो सहरमा गएका थिए, क्रिस्चियनहरू बसेको एउटा सहरमा गएका थिए.
And on the Christian homes they would take red paint and they would write the letter N in the Arabic letter for the letter N on the home, signifying that was a Christian home that was open to, you know, to pillage, to rape, beheading, whatever. And so the Christians had to flee.
अनि त्यो गाउँमा बसेर चाहिँ उनीहरूले के गरे अरे भन्दाखेरि चाहिँ रातो अक्षरमा हरेकको त्यो विश्वासीको क्रिस्चियनको घरमा चाहिँ एन लेखिदिए अरे, उनीहरूकै भाषाको एन लेखिदिए अरे. अनि त्यसले चाहिँ जो आइसिसहरू आउँछ तिनीहरूले ऱ्याप गर्न पनि पायो, त्यहाँनिर मार्न पनि पायो, जेसुकै गर्न पायो, क्रिस्चियनको घर हो, यिनीहरूलाई चाहिँ आक्रमण गर्न सकिन्छ भनेर.
So the Christians are considered followers of the Nazarene. It's a despising against Christ.
अनि त्यसको अर्थ चाहिँ त्यो एन लेखेकै यिनीहरू नासरी हुन् भनेर उनीहरूले संकेत गरिदिएको थियो र अब क्रिस्चियनहरूलाई पनि यो नासरी भनेर अहिले चिनिन्छ.
And you might especially pray right now, not right now, but pray for the Christians in northern Syria. Because Turkey is using this again. What Turkey's doing is not sending in their own troops. They're sending in irregulars, paramilitary. And the paramilitary are made up of a lot of ex-ISIS guys, right? And so they're starting to do the same thing over in the Christian villages and the Kurdish villages.
Now, we need to pray for the people who are not going to be able to pray for them. सिरियामा भएका कति क्रिस्चियनहरूलाई अब टर्कीका सेनाहरूले आक्रमण गर्छन् तर उनीहरूले के गर्छन् भन्दाखेरि खास सेनाहरूलाई टर्कीका सेना पठाएको छैन तर एकदमै गुपचापमा रहेका पुराना पहिलाका भूतपूर्व आइसिसका लडाकुहरू त्यहाँ पठाइरहेको छ.
But you know, God is sovereign too, and a revival broke out amongst the Chaldean Christians earlier because of the earlier persecution, and maybe revival will break out and some of these dear ones will really come to know the Lord Jesus from the Syrian Christians.
Ani aba yo Calvin haru ko jun euta ramro jagriti ko samaya aako thiyo tes bela pani to Syria ma dherai ramro jagriti bhayera dherai Christian haru bacheka thie aba samaya ma aasha garau tyaha testo prakar ko feri thulo kaam huncha parmeshwar le.
So this reproach still continues today for us who are believers. Are you a follower of the Nazarene?
किनभने हामी पनि त्यही नासरीको मार्ग पछ्याउने मान्छे भएको कारणले गर्दाखेरि अब त्यो सतावटको बाटो चाहिँ हामीबाट पनि टाढो छैन.
Because of reproach, and some of you will know that here sitting here.
अनि अब जुन प्रकारको निन्दा खेदो आउँछ हामीलाई तपाईँहरूलाई थाहा छ, तपाईँहरू जतिजनाले भोग्नु पनि भएको छ.
Okay, so smallness and weakness is no indication of the blessing or a disapproval of God. We saw that with the little remnant from Ezra, right?
Ra yesakale garda khari kunai kaam ko chaina, kunai artha ko chaina bhanera manishar le jati pani prakar le here pani parmeshwar ko drishti ma tyo kaam ko hundo ra cha bhanne khalko kura cha aaja hamile yo kura dekhiraheka chhau. Aba Ezra bata pani sano bachat bachera aayo.
Yeah, he preserves his remnant.
Ani waha le yaha ka afno janhar lai jogaunu bhayo.
When God is silent, it doesn't mean he's not at work.
Parmeshwar chup rahnu bhayeko bhayo bhandai ma waha le kaam garirahnu bhayeko chaina bhanne hudaina.
And you know, you may feel despised and underappreciated by the world. That's okay, because you're identified with one who was so despised for us. So let's not be ashamed to be identified with the Nazarene.
Ani yesai karanle gardakhari aba हामीलाई पनि घृणा हुन्छ, तिरस्कार हुन्छ, किनभनेदेखि हामी पनि त्यही तिरस्कृत व्यक्तिको व्यक्तिसँग हामी एक भएका छौँ. त्यस कारणले गर्दाखेरि अब हामीलाई तिरस्कार भयो भने उहाँसँगै हामी एक भएका छौँ भन्ने बुझ्नु पर्यो.
Amen.